You're listening to the IQVIA podcast, where we discuss ways to drive innovation in healthcare.
Hello, and welcome to IQVIA's podcast episode on rare diseases. I'm Nermeen Jurdi, and today we're marking Rare Disease Day with a special focus on rare diseases in the Middle East. Rare diseases, though individually uncommon, collectively affect a significant number of people in the Middle East. These conditions present a unique set of challenges and opportunities. In this episode, we're going to uncover how the Middle East is tackling these uncommon conditions and shed the light on what rare diseases mean to the region, from healthcare challenges to the latest advancements. Joining us is Dr. Farah Mansour, Medical Lead for the Middle East and the International Emerging Growth Markets at Kyowa Kirin. She brings a wealth of knowledge and experience, blending medical expertise with a deep understanding of the region's specific needs. Thank you, Farah, for joining us today. Before we start our discussion, I'd love for our listeners to hear directly from you. Could you please tell us a bit about yourself, your role at Kyowa Kirin, and what drives your passion for working in rare diseases?
Yes. Thank you very much, Nermeen, and thank you for having me on this podcast today. I am actually a physician by trade. So I trained as a physician, and I also spent the first half of my career in clinical practice and mainly in surgical specialties training as a colorectal surgeon. So I've joined Pharma over a decade ago, and I have been with many different companies. And I found my passion really in specialty companies and also in rare diseases. I think this is really because in specialty companies and also in rare diseases, it's very patient-centric. We have fewer patients, and that makes me feel closer to the patients. And you can also see more clearly how we are changing the lives of patients that we care for within our daily jobs.
That's so inspiring. Thank you. Thank you, Farah. So, Farah, can you provide us a brief overview of the current rare disease landscape in the Middle East?
Yes, of course. Firstly, I really agree with you in your opening, Aileen, that collectively, rare diseases in the Middle East is really not so rare after all. It actually affects around 7% of the 450 million population here in this region. And sadly, it's also estimated that between 50 to 75% of those affected are children. And unfortunately, though, rare diseases in the Middle East, similar to many other regions globally, are underdiagnosed and poorly understood due to their genetic diversity. Limited awareness amongst healthcare professionals and also the public leads to the delays in the diagnosis and also treatment of rare diseases. The region's lack of access to specialized healthcare services and also lack of infrastructure further complicates diagnosis and treatment. However, there has been significant movement in the recent years from experts, healthcare professionals, government agencies, private organizations, and also patient groups to improve care for patients with rare diseases here. Some countries are collaborating with each other to improve understanding, whilst many have implemented policy and support initiatives to support individuals with rare diseases and also their families. However, significant challenges remain in awareness, diagnosis, treatment access, and research still.
Yeah, definitely couldn't agree more, Farah. And how do you think the cultural and the geographical factors in the Middle East influence the prevalence of rare diseases?
I think several factors may have contributed to the higher prevalence of rare diseases in this region. Firstly, is the vast geography combined with low density populations over the years have contributed to higher proportion of consanguineous marriages and large family structures. These have not only led to higher rates of Mendelian recessive disorders, but also to pockets of certain rare diseases in population groups across the region. For example, it was estimated that 10% of the Omani population are carriers of sickle cell and also beta thalassemia. However, without long-standing registries and large screening programs, it is almost impossible to accurately map the epidemiology of thousands of rare and ultra-rare diseases in the Middle East.
I agree. And from your experience, what are the primary challenges in diagnosing rare diseases in this region, in Middle East specifically?
I think this is quite a hard question, because I think there are the challenges are many and varied, ranging from wide spectrum of genetic diversity to the lack of specialized healthcare providers. However, the most important barriers to me are firstly, the lack of awareness and knowledge of rare diseases amongst patients and healthcare professionals alike. This really inevitably lead to either severely delayed or misdiagnosis. Secondly, is the lack of access to diagnostic tools and technologies. For example, access to expanded gene panel screening in the region. And thirdly, of course, is the cost associated with accessing healthcare and specialized diagnostic tools. These may be beyond the means of many families in the Middle East who do not have access to full or subsidized healthcare coverage.
And how do you view the current healthcare infrastructure in the Middle East in terms of maybe supporting or hindering the management of rare diseases?
Well, I've transferred to the Middle East from the UK, from the United Kingdom. And I think the infrastructure here is somewhat akin to what we coined as the postcode lottery in the United Kingdom. In the region here, we have areas and centers of very high expertise and capabilities, like the King Faisal Specialist Hospital and Specialist Center in Riyadh, where there is nearly exemplary management of some rare diseases. Yet, I also see many more centers in rural areas devoid of similar capabilities. However, I can also see encouragingly that many initiatives amongst healthcare professionals, healthcare institutions, and private organizations that are trying to increase the connectivity to these centers of excellence and also develop more centers of excellence in the region. And we are all working collaboratively to improve the management of rare diseases. And this is not just restricted to Saudi Arabia and Riyadh and King Faisal, but these initiatives are similarly ongoing in various countries throughout the Middle East.
And what's your perspective on the level of awareness and education about rare diseases among the healthcare professionals and the public in the Middle East?
I think this is a very important point. There is certainly a lack of awareness of rare diseases amongst healthcare professionals and the public in the Middle East. However, I don't think that this is unique to this region only. It is a travesty of modern medicine that we do not have treatment available for the majority of rare diseases. Treatment is only available for around 5% of rare diseases throughout. And the sad truth is that as physicians, we tend to focus on diseases that we can treat. As a result, I feel that many milder or non-fatal rare diseases fall into the category of forgotten diseases. So little to no public awareness also perpetuates this fear of the unknown amongst affected people. And it prevents them from seeking healthcare and sometimes pushing them further into social isolation.
I totally agree. I mean, increased awareness of rare diseases is essential for earlier diagnosis, for more effective treatments, and of course, improved support for patients and their families. I mean, we've highlighted some of the challenges, but on a hopeful note, there are many opportunities emerging, I'm sure about that. And Farah, can you tell us maybe what are the recent advancements in medical research that could significantly impact the treatment of rare diseases in the Middle East?
Yes, I'm glad you're asking this, Nermeen, because this is a very exciting area. And of course, we have many, many challenges, but there are also many, many advancements in the works. For example, gene therapy, precision medicine, and stem cell therapies are promising treatments for rare genetic disorders here. For example, gene therapy introduces genetic material which then corrects or replaces faulty genes, whilst precision medicine tailors the treatment to the individual characteristics and also their genetic makeup. Now, stem cell therapy, on the other hand, is typically used to treat blood and immune disorders, but it now has several new advancements which may be promising, even more promising for rare diseases. For example, its combination with gene therapy. But let us also not forget the more traditional approaches, such as monoclonal antibodies and small molecule medicines, which are also effective for rare diseases. However, I feel that overall, rare disease and orphan drugs are in the top five of the fastest growing therapeutic areas for pharmaceutical research, and it is estimated at around 7% growth year on year. Yet, unfortunately, there is a lack of participation in global clinical trials across the Middle East. To me, this is a significant missed opportunity for all parties, especially for our patients in the region. I think we can do more to increase participation for global clinical trials, and this will increase the experience of our physicians, but also will benefit the patients greatly and in an improved earlier access to medicines.
Definitely spot on, Farah. I mean, you've highlighted several promising advancements, and I'm sure there are a lot of hope on the way to go when it comes to rare diseases. And how are governments and NGOs contributing to addressing the challenges of these rare diseases in the Middle East from your perspective?
I am glad to say that these are numerous indeed. The determination and focus to improve on the diagnosis and management of rare diseases is truly palpable in the region in the recent years. For example, there have been huge investments in centers of excellence and state-of-the-art facilities. There have been initiatives for tax exemptions for industry sponsors in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. And also establishments of multiple genomic centers or programs in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, Oman, to name a few. Further, NGOs like UAE Genetic Disease Organization and the Oman Genetic Disease Association are really working closely with various stakeholders and not only to raise awareness of rare diseases, but also importantly to support patients and families affected. Although there is increasing presence and share of voice of various patient advocacy groups, though, I must say that these are sometimes sporadic, and I do feel that more could be done, especially in countries like Saudi Arabia, to increase the patient voice. I could also see that government agencies are ramping up initiatives to improve the regulatory process and accelerating access to innovative therapies. For example, the UAE established a fast-track registration process for orphan medicines in 2018, and Saudi Arabia's value-based or risk-sharing agreement programs already include medicine for rare diseases. So all these will collectively contribute to enhancements of rare diseases management in our region.
It's great to see this, I have to say, multidisciplinary approach when looking at rare diseases, because definitely it has to be very different from the traditional approach that we used to reach out to when we talk about any other diseases.
You've been listening to the IQVIA podcast. Learn more about how we help our customers and partners accelerate innovation in healthcare at IQVIA.com.